So you might as well stay smart all day.
It's the Pensacola Morning News.
From Pensacola Morning News in the morning to Pep Talk with Meg in mid-morning, NVR late morning to afternoon, you do it from 2 to 4, and Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin through your drive home. News that moves with you all day long.
All day long.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative.
Informative.
Local.
Local.
Dependable.
Dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Is everybody this morning? I am Jennifer Harrison, filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. So Candy and I are going to run this together.
I'm just doing traffic. I'm running your board. So, but I love Jennifer Harrison. This is, since we're early, can I start? Like, what do you do?
Yeah.
Because
sure.
I love you. I know you as this community-minded person that's at every single thing. No, but you are. And your kid is now old enough to drive, which is weird.
Yeah,
but I've known you for a long time.
It's a whole new world now. So I work for Bella Magazine, but then I do a ton of community stuff.
That's an understatement.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of mine filters around education, kids, a little bit on health, a little bit on veterans. And so today we're going to talk all about educational type back to school things because Santa Rosa starts today and Escambia starts on Wednesday. So,
oh, wow.
Back to school.
Hey,
yeah.
It is back to school.
Yeah, so yeah, yeah.
On that note, buses are on the road. We'll be doing traffic here in an hour, but just,
okay.
Yeah, so you got
to. Perfect.
Just so everybody knows. Yeah. Well, you know. You got to give yourself a little extra time with the buses.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. So, yeah, today I'm going to bring on some of my friends. We'll have Stacy Costavicki on in a few minutes to talk about Gulf Coast Kids House and, you know, some things to watch out for now that school's back in and that teachers and parents and even other students can watch out for as far as child abuse is concerned. I'll talk about Ready Kids because I volunteer with them and how to get involved with that. I have Tobacco Free Florida, some tips from them. And then I have, later on, we're going to talk to Health and Hope Clinic about staying healthy, school starting. I have somebody from State Farm on talking about driver safety now that I have a teen. So it's very fresh on my mind, insurance and what to keep up with. And then I'll have some, the superintendent will be on the 7 o'clock hour along with, the principal from West Pensacola Elementary, principal from Brown Barge Middle School, the principal from Washington, where my son goes and where I went. So go Wildcats. And then we'll talk to the county PTA in the 8 o'clock hour. And then I'll bring up, you know, talk up some things with the Escambia County Public School Foundation, which I'm on the board for, Pay Center for Girls that I'm on the board for. So we'll just touch on those just to, you know, talk about things. But most of it's going to be back to school related. So, yeah. Yeah. So
that's exciting.
Yeah. I mean, I can't believe it's back to school already.
I know
August. It's crazy.
The music
crazy.
Used to be, see you in September. And it's like, when you went to Washington, was it September or is it just earlier?
I think it was, it's earlier now, I think. I don't honestly don't remember. It was a couple years ago.
I don't know either.
I mean,
yeah, but me too.
I won't tell you how many, but it was a few.
I'm 25.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still.
Exactly. I'm 20. Yeah, sure. 25 with a 16-year-old. That's perfect.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's definitely, it looks the same because my son dives, so the pool looks smaller than it used to. Soccer field's different because now there's a stadium, which there wasn't a stadium when I was there.
Wow.
Yeah, there wasn't a football stadium.
Oh, my
but
goodness.
Now there is, but yeah, so it's, yeah.
That's super cool.
But yeah, so I get to go up there now and watch my son dive and play soccer and play tennis. And
you can dive in high school?
He was diving in middle school.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning all this stuff from
Jennifer Harrison. Yeah. He actually started diving because he used to do taekwondo and gymnastics. And he's like, Mom, do you think I could do a flip off the diving board? I was like, of course. And so now he's been to state twice as a freshman and a sophomore. Yeah.
Oh,
so.
My goodness.
Yeah. So this year we're looking to go, you know, top eight. So
yes,
we're getting there. We're getting there.
Exciting. Well, do you want to take a break and we'll come back with Stacey?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Let's do that. Right. Perfect.
And we're sitting with Jennifer Harrison sitting in for Andrew McKay this morning. Thank you so much for joining us, Jennifer, and for doing this.
Oh, of course. I love it.
We appreciate you.
I love it.
News Radio 92.3.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep. 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have a health reminder from the CDC.
Pneumococcal vaccination is recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose, and millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
Hi, this is Mike Kohler, your District 2 Commissioner seeking re-election. As a retired Navy captain with 33 years of naval service, I'll continue fighting to preserve our communities, manage taxpayer dollars responsibly, and oppose wasteful spending. As your commissioner, you can continue to count on me to be a strong advocate for public safety. I respectfully request your vote. Please vote Mike Kohler on August 18th.
Paid for and approved political ad by Mike Kohler for County Commissioner, Republican District 2.
Thinking about buying or selling your home? Don't miss the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 with Wade Peacock and the Peacock Group. He is the expert. Get expert advice on today's housing market, home values, financing trends, and what buyers and sellers need to know right now. It's local insight you can trust. Tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Wade Peacock and the Peacock Group.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hi, this is DC Reeves. Together, we are moving Pensacola in the right direction. My priorities are building a healthy economy with good careers and keeping our community safe. I will always support our small businesses and back the blue. Let's keep working as a team to move Pensacola forward. I'm DC Reeves, and I'd be honored to have your vote on August 18th.
DC Reeves is endorsed by Sheriff Chip Simmons and the Fraternal Order of Police. Paid for by DC Reeves for Mayor.
You ever look at your bank account and think, okay, that could be better? Dave Ramsey, weeknights, 7 to 10, on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Good morning again. This is Jennifer Harrison filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. First up, we're going to have Stacey Kostavicki come on from the Gulf Coast Kids House. She's going to talk to us about the Kids House, but also about now that we're back to school, keeping an eye on our friends out in school, like teachers, parents, what they can do, what other students can do. So we ready for Stacey? Stacey?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am great. I'm sitting in my car because I don't want to wake up my husband.
Aw. he will appreciate that.
He sure will.
Well, thank you for being on so early. I know you're an early riser like I am, so I knew I could get you early.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
Well, now that school and Santa Rosa is back in today and Escambia starts on Wednesday, give us some things that, from the Kids House perspective, what parents, teachers, students can look out for, what you guys are doing now, things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. So at Gulf Coast Kids House, we're still collecting school supplies. I actually just am fresh off a child abuse conference in Dallas last week. So I guess the biggest thing that I would want to tell parents and teachers and children is that even like the slightest change in behavior can indicate that something has happened over the summer. I just heard of a case where a child was being sexually abused, and she started wearing mismatched clothing because she thought that would make her less appealing to the offender. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like the teeniest, tiniest changes in behavior can be an indication that something happened over the summer. And the thing with disclosures is that they're not linear. And kids will put out a test balloon. They'll say, like, what if this happened to my friend? Or they'll minimize what happened just to kind of see how their parent or teacher or friend will react, because they don't, if they get a big emotional reaction, then sometimes they're like, never mind, it's not safe to say what happened to me.
Yeah.
So just watching out for our kiddos, because they, a lot of them had a lot of unsupervised time this summer, and we're seeing a lot more child-on-child abuse as well. So just
wow.
Being vigilant and open-ended questions, any change in behavior, I hate to say vigilant because you can be like hyper-focused like we are, but anyway, it's just something to look out for, because the biggest predictor of child abuse is access, and a lot of kids had a lot of access, uncontrolled access over the summer.
Yeah, a lot of kids had nothing else to do this summer, so yeah. Wow. So what, along with those lines, what are some things you guys do throughout the year that can help? Like if there's events, if there's training, if there's anything like that, that parents, even students, teachers, administration can go through.
Yeah. So we are actually in all of the elementary schools in Escambia County. And this year we're also in all the middle schools. So we'll be talking with kids about how to stay safe and how to tell if they're not safe. And then we offer free training. There's an online course called No Child Abuse, knowchildabuse.org. It's about 40 minutes. It's not scary at all. It just gives very logical ways to recognize, reduce, and prevent child abuse. And that's available 24/7 online. But we're also happy to come out to any group and provide a facilitator-led training. And again, we can customize the topics. We've worked with East Hill Christian to customize some topics for them. And we're just happy to talk to anyone, anywhere, anytime, obviously. So
wonderful. That's great to know. What's that website again?
It's No Child Abuse, K-N-O-W, childabuse.org.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah, I know I do that because, I volunteer with you guys. So it's not a scary course at all, but it definitely gives you some things to really pay attention to. And if the more you know, the better.
Absolutely. It's just like again, that little girl wearing mismatched clothing. It's like things are so easy to miss, and we're all so busy. So it's easy to overlook really important information.
Yeah. And then what are some events you guys have coming up this year in the fall? I know Brunch and Bubbles will be coming up. And then any other events?
Yeah, we're partnering with Northeast Tacoma again this year to do, this will be their second golf tournament. And of course, I'm blanking on the day because it's early. It's either a Friday in October. Early October, and then we have our signature fundraiser, Brunch and Bubbles, on November 1st this year out at Portofino.
Yeah, and that's a great event. I love that event. It's so fun.
It is. Yeah. We're just praying to the weather gods this year. Last year we had to shift. So grateful to the Hilton on the Beach for helping us out with that one last year.
Yeah, yep, that was a big shift last minute, but, that's... That's Florida, though. You just never know.
Nope, you never know.
You never know.
We're good. Yeah, we are good with a last-minute pivot.
Yeah. So if somebody wants to get involved with Gulf Coast Kids House and from a volunteer perspective, how can they do that?
Yeah, we've got lots of opportunities. We have what we call internal volunteers that are in the house that have to be a level 2 background check and all of that. And then external volunteers that help with like festivals and things like that. But all they have to do is go to gulfcoastkidshouse.org and then how you can help. And we have a little volunteer form there. And we just get to know you and your talents and find a good place for you.
Perfect. I love it. I know I've been involved with you guys since, 2012-ish?
Oh,
So
yeah, I think as long as I've been there. So yeah. You've been there 16 years.
Yeah. So, and I help out more on the event side, but also being in the know, so I can help tell your story other places. So it, definitely worth it.
We love our ambassadors, which you are an ambassador. And that's just where we ask people that if you're involved in the chamber or anything, any other civic group, that in addition to the hat that you normally wear, you also put your Gulf Coast Kids House hat on so that you're sharing our information as well.
Yep. I love it. I love it. All right, Stacey, anything last minute you want to remind anybody of, tell anybody?
Only other thing is that we're all mandated reporters in Florida if you're over the age of 18. So if you suspect abuse, you're not ruining a family. You're just putting another set of eyes and ears in that home, and you can do an abuse report at 1-800-96-ABUSE.
Perfect. And that's something people don't remember, that everybody's a mandated reporter. That's definitely good to know.
We have some of the strictest reporting laws in Florida.
I wanted to ask real quick. I remember taking a tour with Jennifer, actually, when I was doing LEAP. And I thought about it because I know you guys do people take donations. Like, I know you take kids' clothes. Do you still take adult clothes that you can trade in for children's clothes and stuff like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So also the kids are bigger these days than they used to be. So a lot of times
it seems like Jennifer sure is. Yeah.
Yeah, but we have a partnership with Goodwill, so if we get something that we can't use, we can give it to Goodwill, and then our families get vouchers that they can use there.
Yeah, so while everybody's cleaning out their closets,
exactly,
you know, I'm saying, bring it to the Gulf Coast Kids House. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you so much, Stacey. It's always wonderful to talk to you.
You too. Thanks.
Yeah. All right. Have a good day.
Thanks, Andy, for that message, too. All right. Thanks, Jennifer.
We love you so much. Thanks, Stacey.
Bye.
Bye.
So it is 5:26. We still have like 3 or 4 minutes.
Perfect.
And this is, I know. It's weird doing the show because I'm never here.
Yeah.
You don't usually work here at all. I know.
Hey, I can pivot at any time. We are good to go.
Yeah.
So one of the things I did on Friday was I posted a question for you know, some people on my Facebook say, hey, I'm hosting. Here's a few questions. So I did get a couple of answers. So one of the things that I asked was about transitioning, like, you know, because kids that are transitioning from elementary to middle to high. I mean, it can be traumatic for some. Mine, it was easy, but I'm probably one of the few. And then one of my friends, Tammy Hodo, who actually works at United Way, said, parents, be involved as much as you can, volunteer when you can, and talk to the teachers, know what's going on. Don't come in blindly when something goes wrong and start pointing fingers. If you are involved, you build relationships with the teachers and staff, and issues are easier to resolve. Also, don't expect these teachers to raise your kids for you. The foundation for a good education starts at home. So I thought that would be a really good one to start with.
Absolutely. No, 100%. Yeah. You got to be involved.
Yeah, because I've you know, grown up in the PTA world with my child as well, from elementary to middle. Not as much in high school because Washington doesn't have a PTA, but I was on the county PTA, all of that. So watching it, it's always 20% of the people do 80% of the work, but you also have those
Is
parents.
Is that true with everything?
Everything. Yeah. But if parents aren't involved, they don't know what's going on. I mean, even if you can volunteer 1 hour a month, it still gets you in the door and you get to see, you know, so it does make a difference. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. Are we, let's see, what do I have
We
left?
Still got a couple of minutes.
We still got a couple of minutes.
This thing.
Okay.
And there's a music piece that's going to play.
Yeah.
And I probably should have went over all of this.
Something else.
Yeah, should we go to David for news?
Sure. We can go to David.
Okay. David, do you have some news headlines for us, Big Sir? No.
No news yet? That's
so
perfectly fine.
See, I'm not usually here, so I apologize.
It's all good. It is all good.
If you're
good.
Hearing me, nobody else is available.
Yeah. No, it is
But we're so
all
glad
good.
That Jennifer Harrison is here, who, again, writes for Bella Magazine and does and has been involved in so many things. And I'm over here taking notes. I'm not surfing on Reddit. Like I do with
it's
Andrew.
All good.
I'm just kidding. No, but we just spoke with Stacey Constantevecchi, if you missed that, and we're going to have our podcast up, of course, at newsradio923.com. No Child Abuse, KNOW, childabuse.org, has plenty of info if you see that family next door and you're wondering, should I call? Or and you guys said the perfect thing. It's just another set of eyes.
Yep.
It is just another set of eyes, which is wonderful. It is 529. It's News Radio 92.3. There was an accident. I'll tell you, we usually do traffic starting at the 6 o'clock hour, but this was a couple hours ago, and it has been cleared, moved off to the side at 9th and University. It's moved into the Circle K parking lot, so you should have clear roads. But as Jennifer reminded, I had no idea. Is it Santa Rosa today and Escambia?
Santa Rosa started today, and Escambia starts on Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm barren. So I never know when the schools are going. It's like you leave and you're like, oh, there's all those buses. Today you're going to see some of those buses in Santa Rosa County. So you want to give yourself a little extra time to get where you're going. Stacey also mentioned, and of course she's been with Gulf Coast Kids House, I want to say managing since 2010, if that's right.
Around there.
I met her in 2012, and it'll break your heart. I hate that we have to do that, but it's so nice to have a place. I'm not going to mention the guy's name, but I worked with somebody who went through a divorce. And his son was being watched by another parent. Mm-hmm. And anyway, and that's how I know the Gulf Coast Kids House. And man, what a great job they do.
Yeah,
and
they
what a great job you're doing, Jennifer.
Well, thanks.
Who do we have coming up this hour?
Well, actually, we don't have another live guest coming up until the 6 o'clock hour.
Oh, okay,
so
great.
We'll talk
great.
About a few other things coming up in a few minutes.
Awesome.
So,
all educated related. Much like
all
Jennifer
education.
Harrison. Thank you so much. She's sitting in for Andrew McKay this morning. And we'll be right back with news.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Change in direction from both the U.S. and Iran, but will it lead to peace? Leaders in Iran demanding.
Calling on the United States to permanently end the war and compensate Iran for damages before the strait would reopen. And President Trump told Axios on Sunday, we are low-keying it. We are only semi-negotiating with them. The president went on to say, we are just watching Iran with its huge inflation and the fact they have no money.
Fox's Trey Yanks in Tel Aviv. The price for a gallon of regular gas on average hovering at $4, but it's down 9 cents over the past week. Fox confirming President Trump will be stumping for votes during a telerally tonight for interim South Carolina Senator Darlene Graham, the sister of the late Lindsey Graham. The special election primary for his open seat takes place tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 5:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, 78 degrees. Looking like it'll be another hot day, but another nice day as well. We've got partly cloudy skies. We'll check our forecast with Channel 3. That's up here in just a few minutes. A 29-year-old man has died after opening fire on deputies Saturday morning in Crestview. Sheriff Eric Aiden says the man had active warrants tied to escalating threats, including firing a gun near a school and in a residential neighborhood. Deputies say the man fired multiple rounds, striking law enforcement equipment and nearby properties. No officers were hurt. The man died at the scene. FDLE is conducting an independent investigation, as would be standard procedure. Well, early voting is now open for the August 18th primary election. You can cast your ballots daily from 8 to 5:30 through August 15th at 10 locations across Escambia County. That includes the Main Library, the UWF Center for Fine and Performing Arts, Brownsville Community Center, several other locations as well. A full list of those is available through the Supervisor of Elections Office. A 27-year-old man and a 32-year-old woman from Pace are in critical condition this morning after being ejected from their vehicle on Saturday. Troopers say their Toyota Corolla lost control near East and North Spencerfield Roads, hitting a utility pole and a tree. Both the driver and the passenger were thrown from the vehicle and taken to the hospital. An investigation into that incident is ongoing. 74-year-old Pensacola man was cited after his SUV crashed into a train on Sunday morning at Airport and Memory Lane. Troopers say he drove under the lowered crossing arm and onto the tracks despite the flashing lights and the train's horn, striking the side of the train. The man suffered minor injuries and was cited for careless driving. Senator Rick Scott says he's hoping ongoing Senate investigations into the origins of COVID and Dr. Anthony Fauci's pandemic response will finally bring some answers. Scott said people want accountability, or at the very least, an apology and acknowledgement of mistakes. He blames Fauci for decisions that led to the deaths of and prevented families from being together during the pandemic. Now, OnlyFans model Courtney Clenny is expected to accept a plea deal in the stabbing death of her boyfriend, 27-year-old Christian Abumsalele, 4 years ago in Miami. Clenny had claimed self-defense in the case. It's not clear yet when she's planning to plead guilty to or what sentence she could potentially face. It's 534 News Radio. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be looking at a beautiful summer-like day today with a 30% chance of rain, mostly sunny skies, high near 90 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Tuesday, 30% chance of rain, otherwise mostly sunny skies, high near 90 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Going into Wednesday, 20% chance of rain, high near 91. And Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
79 degrees right now, partly cloudy skies. Our next news at 6. And breaking news anytime it happens. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Verizon's cell phone service was down for several hours over the weekend for thousands of U.S. customers, and the carrier said problems may still be persisting. DownDetector.com reports that the highest number of complaints peaked at more than 13,000 on Saturday. The carrier added that customers still having trouble with their service should restart their devices. Verizon has not provided a reason for the outage. Some U.S. adults are using artificial intelligence for financial guidance. A new Gallup survey reports that roughly 1 in 5 Americans who have sought financial advice in the past year turned to AI. However, only about 3 in 10 have a great deal or even some confidence in its expertise for managing money. Sony Group and TSMC said they plan to spend roughly $6.3 billion to jointly make next-generation microchips used in image sensors. The Nikkei Business Daily said the joint venture would be owned about 60% by Sony and 40% by TSMC. Futures are higher this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Tune in tomorrow at 10 as Ray Palmer with Pensacola Sports will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Pensacola Sports focus has and always will be on education, inspiration, and participation in various team, individual, amateur, and professional sports activities. Tune in tomorrow at 10 as Pensacola Sports will be discussing the upcoming events that are on their calendar.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions.
Santa Rosa County voters, meet the candidates before you cast your ballot. Gulf Breeze News hosts a free candidate forum Tuesday at the Gulf Breeze Middle School cafeteria. Doors open at 5:30 for voters to meet the candidates. The forum begins at 6. Candidates for Congress, the Florida House, County Commission, and School Board have been invited. Doors at 5:30, meet the candidates, and the forum starts at 6. Free admission. Get informed with Gulf Breeze News at the Gulf Breeze Middle School cafeteria starting at 5:30 Tuesday night.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's 9th Avenue Brass Band. This 10-member band has been bringing the true New Orleans style to Pensacola and surrounding areas since 2019. The 9th Avenue Brass Band never fails to bring the second line to the beach. See you there. No pets, no glass.
Santa Rosa, I am Jill Broxson-Teston, a parent of 4 amazing children. I understand a strong school system is one of the most important investments we can make in our children's future. That's why I'm running for School Board District 5. My mission is to be your strong advocate for our public school system. I'll lead with transparency and steady leadership to help ensure the long-term success of our district. On August 18th, I'll be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Jill Broxson-Teston for Santa Rosa County School Board.
The countdown is on.
Chest high stab. Here is the gift. Cole Feely bounces to the outside. 25-20, 15-10, 5-4-3-2-1. Touchdown, Florida State. Touchdown, FSU.
Hi, this is Jeff Colhane, voice of the Florida State Seminoles. The new college football season begins for the Noles in just a few weeks. Join us all season long on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
morning. This is Jennifer Harrison filling in for Andrew McKay. We are talking today all about back to school. Santa Rosa County starts back today. I forgot how early it was. They start back today. Escambia County starts on Wednesday. So, yeah, we're going to be talking about some back to school things, some ways you can get involved, some nonprofits, and I'll have some people from the school district coming on. And a whole bunch of things all the rest of the time today. So, but one of the things I want to talk about now is Ready Kids. So if you don't know about Ready Kids, it's all about kindergarten readiness. I am actually a volunteer as a reading pal, and it's the best 45 minutes of my week during the school year. I literally go, last year I was at Brentwood Elementary. So, and I had a little, 5-year-old named Amiri that he was just so fun, and we got to read every week or play a game or do coloring or whatever it was, and I get to be his mentor starting from when they're little, which is when it starts. I mean, you know, as you know, 0 to 3 is the best time to get their learning habits in, just get them on a right pace, and then once you get into school, you know, having that extra 45 minutes of dedicated time, those kids, it just makes such a difference. This year I'll be back at Brentwood, and then I'll also add West Pensacola Elementary, who we actually have the principal on later today, as a reading pal. So if you're not involved, you should be. It's just amazing when light bulbs go off with the kids. That's my favorite thing.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's so fun.
Is it just like one per person? Like,
yeah, usually,
like big brothers, big sisters kind
usually,
of
usually, yeah. But okay. It's only in the classroom. Like, we have a separate classroom that we go to.
So they probably need a lot of mentors. I know Brentwood Brothers has problems.
We needed, I think they were short about 60 last year. Oh. So we needed, you need about 300, 320 mentors for every Ready Kid to have a mentor and a reading pal. So, there's 8 schools that have pre-K in the Escambia County. There's one actually, O.J. Sims actually has a kindergarten reading pal program.
And this is where you help the kids learn to read?
You
read along with them?
Read along with them, okay. Give them extra support. Some of them don't have as strong of a reading start as they should, so you're kind of that helping them get ready. But also you're giving them that quality time. So you're giving them that 45 minutes. It's all them. Cause when you're in a classroom, especially if you have things going on at home, you don't get quality time at home. You don't have parents that they may be working multiple jobs. They don't have the time that other parents have with their kids. That's where the reading pals come in. So they give that 45 minutes of time every year or every week, throughout the school year, and they get that dedicated time that they know it's just me. So I know at graduation last year, my little guy met his parents, and they were like, he just talks about his reading pal all the time.
Oh, that's so great.
Can you come to his football games? Like, I'm going to come to his football games.
He's
going
like
to play.
Me.
Yeah.
Jennifer Harrison, yes.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, he's so cute. So that's another reason I'm staying at Brentwood, so I can see him, mm-hmm. Through kindergarten. So I won't necessarily be his reading pal, but I'm sure I'll see him in the hallway.
That's great.
Or at least be able to get to him. So, but it just makes such a difference. So, but I know with, there's some dates coming up. If you would like to volunteer, you can go to the readykidsfl.org website. And, the next reading pal orientation is August 24th, 27th, 31st, September 1st, and September 8th. And I believe it's September 14th that we go back into the school.
Oh, okay.
They give out the teachers a few weeks so that they can get acclimated and get everything situated before we all come in and take over for that time. But then usually there's reading pals every day. It's just a matter of what time. So you can pick the school that's closest to you, pick the school, the time that works best for you. And that's what you learn at the orientation. And you get your background check and all of that because you do have to be
right. –
You're in the school, you do have to get background checked, and I have a badge, it's good for 5 years, so it, And I know
it's funny. I know that was one of the big costs with Big Brothers and Big Sisters. They have to vet people to make sure, which, I mean, I hate that we have to do that, but I'm so glad they do that.
Yeah.
You know?
And you have to. It's the safety for everybody.
Of course.
It's just one of those things. It's like, if you want to be in the school, that's what you have to do. So,
absolutely.
And Ready Kids has their annual breakfast on the 25th.
Oh, it's at Olive.
It's at Olive Baptist. Yep. So, and that's a good way to learn more about it and all the other things they do. The Reading Pal, that's just where I kind of fall in. Mm-hmm. So, but Christy and her team over there are just amazing. They just have such a heart for the kids and what they do. I know last year I was able to collect jackets for the kids, and we gave them out at the holidays. And
that's wonderful.
Yeah, which Kevin Stevens from ECU on the ECUA board and I are actually adopting West Pensacola Elementary. So we're going to help them out with, I have a whole bunch of school supplies to bring to them and things like that. So when Christine gets on later, so we're just now getting started on all that. So,
oh man,
that was from Ready Kids, because that's how I got involved with them. So,
oh my goodness.
That's
great. Okay. So readykidsfl.org. And
yes.
I see that they have the information about the breakfast and the volunteering and any way that you can be involved.
Yeah.
Jennifer Harrison again is sitting in this morning, and thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, I love it.
I'm like, you should work here all the time. I've been talking to her. So I'm sure everybody else is echoing that sentiment. Man, you're fantastic. We're going to be right back. And well, of course, Jennifer Harrison is with us throughout the morning. We got more people, of course, to talk to. We spoke with Stacy Costavecchi from Gulf Coast Kids House. And again, that'll be on our podcast. So if you miss any bit of it, or some way you want to help, or you want to push it to your friends and go, hey, here's these volunteer opportunities that you're looking for.
Definitely.
I think that's all this is.
Definitely. Well,
is there anyone you don't volunteer for?
Yeah, there are quite a few. Like I said,
I'll ask off here.
I've learned I've had to say no, like, you know, over as I get older.
It's hard. I want to do everything too. That's great. Well, Jennifer Godd, we're so glad to have you here this morning, and we'll be right back on News Radio 92.3.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Did you know? Florida West Economic Development Alliance partners with local and state stakeholders to compete for companies that are considering Escambia County, the city of Pensacola, and the town of Century. These jobs, wages, and investment deliver real returns for our residents. These outcomes strengthen Escambia County's economy and protect taxpayer interests through disciplined, results-driven economic development. Learn more at FloridaWestEDA.com.
Hey, so we've got a new advertiser on the program, and I'm so excited about them because I think it can really solve a problem for you. Hopefully you don't have, but that we will all as homeowners have eventually. If you need a new roof, who do you call? Well, it's hard to know, right? Because it's just, I mean, this is a difficult thing to figure out. Quality Roofing Solutions. Brian Ward, the owner, sat down with him the other day and met him and toured their facility and saw the warehouse. They actually built a warehouse because when they were dealing with Sally, they ran into some logistical trouble and, you know, couldn't get certain things, and they thought, well, let's avoid that problem in the future. Let's create a warehouse so that we have the resources we need. We've got a bunch of jobs going on all around town. Let's create mobile distribution centers and vans so that we can basically bring products to our guys working in the field, and then we can scan everything in and out from the van so that we have inventory control so we know exactly what things were used on every single project based on the scan. I mean, that level of attention to detail and logistical improvement makes them very efficient, but also they're just persons. You know, they're here in the community supporting local youth sports, supporting local charitable organizations like Art Gateway, and just trying to do whatever can be done to be good citizens in the community. 777-0961 or qualityroofingsolutions.com.
ADX Digital Lead, Brian Prowitz.
As a business owner, you want less to worry about. You want proven, simple concepts and tools that just do what they said they will do, and proof that those tools work. Well, that's ADX Digital. Simple digital concepts that move the needle for your business. Reporting that proves the results and market-leading customer service. And that's what we do.
No one does digital like ADX Digital Marketing. ADXDigitalMarketing.com.
I'm Dr. Isaac Williams, running for Escambia County School Board, District 3. District 3 is asking for a change, and I agree. District 3 deserves a representative who will listen, communicate, and stay connected. I'm a retired military leader, a pastor, a community leader, and I'm ready to serve. I'll support teachers, strengthen schools, put students first, and always involve parents. I'm Dr. Isaac Williams. On August 18th, I would appreciate your vote.
Paid political ad by Dr. Isaac Williams, Escambia School Board, District 3.
You're not looking for an argument. You just want to know what's going on.
And that's a good thing.
News Radio 92.3.
Good morning. This is Jennifer Harrison filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Good song choice, Candy. I like that.
Yeah,
I like that.
That's my band. Yeah. I'm not in Bon Jovi.
Oh, I thought you were.
I wish.
John over here.
Well, as I said, I'm filling in for Andrew McKay, and I'm talking all about back to school and different things around that. We've already talked to Stacy Costavicki with Gulf Coast Kids House with what to look for, how to, you know, get involved, things like that. I talked about Ready Kids a few minutes ago, how to get involved with that. I also talked with my friends over the weekend from Tobacco Free Florida. My one of my good friends, Dr. Angel, she's on several boards with me as well. But she gave me some tips and things that you can look out for. As unfortunately, especially even in middle school, I think even in elementary school in some places, vaping, cigarettes, all of that is prevalent. And that's just, it's so bad for you. So bad for you. I remember when my son was younger, I've always, you know, told him from the beginning, you know, don't smoke. He has asthma too, which doesn't, you know, so it would be just bad. But we would walk in a store and see somebody, and he would walk in, pill in his nose, pew, it stinks. And I would.
You got to train him like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, yeah, and good. The people would look at him, and I'm like, well, he's not wrong. I'm like, and you're killing yourself. It's not me. We're just calling it like it is. So he doesn't do that anymore. But he did when he was little, and, you know. So, yeah, but he's never done anything like that. So he knows the bad things that happen. But things.
Middle schoolers vaping?
Oh, God, yeah. It's really bad
really?
In middle school. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. Really bad. Yeah. It's
I'm just shocked.
Well, and a lot of that is, you know, if that's what they see, that's what they know, they're going to do it too. So parents play a vital role in that. Parents and other people, caretakers and whatnot. So I'm just a big...
That's crazy, though, but
advocate,
that's something, one of the things you have to look out for.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My son would see in the bathroom all the time in middle school.
There's
all the time.
Somebody I work with who's caught his son doing like a, I didn't know what they were. They're called jewels.
Yeah.
He goes, you know what a jewel is? And I was like, on a ring finger, maybe? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. But saw him in his pockets, and he was young. And
yeah.
That's,
oh, yeah.
But there's... that, yeah, not anymore. But
yeah. Yeah, because it's, let me pull some of the stats that she sent me.
And again, we're sitting with Jennifer Harris.
Yes.
Who's
sitting
in for Andrew McKay this morning.
Reading.
No.
Yes.
I'm going to be doing this.
Yes,
my name is Candy.
Good.
I'm sitting in for PJ this morning, who's out, but he'll come back on Wednesday. Andrew's out all week. I know that Walker Wilson, if I'm not mistaken, is sitting in tomorrow. And
yes.
Of course,
I have. I have the list.
We go over the list.
Walker Wilson's tomorrow. Colton Wright's on Wednesday. Todd Thompson from the Chambers on Thursday, and then Jonathan Owens and Josh Newby are on Friday.
Oh, okay, they're doing it together.
Yeah,
it's like a big long wrap.
Josh and I are on Leadership Pensacola Curriculum Committee together. So.
Oh, that's great.
But
leadership is fun. I got to do LEAP, and I was because you were at our SimSoc. I don't know how much we can talk about LEAP. Because it's like, oh, man,
we're
going to get...
Yeah, LEAP, I mean, and I look at LEAP, it's Leadership Pensacola. So
yeah, it's so neat. I had no idea what it was. And it's funny. Like, there was one event. I thought it was going to be like a big hazing thing where they're going to brand us. No. And they didn't.
Yeah, we don't do that. No.
Not anymore. I've ever seen you go, oh, man, what is this going to happen?
Yeah.
But I know, you've been involved in so many, just all of the best things in Pensacola.
Leap is one of those that if you are in... whether you're up and coming, you've been in your job for a long time, whatever it is, it shows you a different aspect because you learn from a leadership standpoint about all the different areas of the city or the city and the county.
I had no idea. And, like, Century was so, they had a lot of problems. And this was in 2015. And, you know, they went to a daycare because they sent us to different parts of the county.
Yeah.
And these kids had rocks to play with. And I was like, what? Like,
Well, and people don't know what you don't know.
You don't know. So, yeah, I had no idea that's even part of the county because I'm never all that way up in 29, and I lived in Molino.
Yeah.
So,
And that's what Leadership Pensacola does, is it shows you different areas that you may not have known about that you can, as a leader, share with other people and find out where the needs are, things like that. There's, you know, I'm a big advocate for that. And that fits into education as well because as you get older, you still need to educate yourself, especially in the community and where you live and things like that. It just makes a difference in how you'll lead your team or how you'll be involved in the community. The more you know, the better.
Mm-hmm, so, that's true. And you get to meet community leaders like Jennifer Harrison, who's sitting in this morning.
Yeah.
But you're fantastic. So,
yeah. So, but yeah, back to, Tobacco-Free Florida. Mm-hmm. If you, it's a department of the, it's within the health department. And Dr. Angel Bradley, like I said, is a good friend of mine. And she, is an advocate for getting especially kids, getting them off. They have a lot of resources that you can use. You can go to their website, tobaccofreeflorida.org, and I think that's what it is. Let me check.
I'll check and I'll make sure I'm putting all the podcast links on our website.
Make sure
we won't miss anything.
But you know, it's things to look out for. I mean, it's, you know, it's, and teachers and, you know, resource officers, things like that, have to look out for this in middle school, especially middle school, but a lot in high school as well. I mean, it's just something you want to start your life off a little healthier than that. So definitely use the tools that they have at Tobacco Free Florida. There's lots of ways that they help you quit smoking, quit vaping, talk to your kids, ask those questions. They're going to see things at school that you don't see. So the only way to get to the information is to actually talk to them. Have a conversation with your kid about whatever it is. Ask them about their day. You know, how can you get involved, help them get involved, things like that. It will make a difference. I know now mine's 16. It's a little more challenging to have a conversation. So whenever he wants to have one, I'm like, yes, let's talk. But but we talked when he was little, so he's got the foundation. So definitely talk to your kids, listen to them. They are smarter than you think.
Absolutely. He must have his own friends and all that.
Oh,
it's
yeah. And get your kids involved in something too. Like, that's what I've done since Dylan was three. We had team sports.
Right.
He literally since he was three. So he's known some of the same kids since he played soccer with them since they were six, and he that's the kind of friends he has. He has the kids that play sports, and they all know they can't do the drugs, they can't do all the things because they can't play the sports.
Right.
They have to get the good grades. So they tend not to do as bad things.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Because, and I chalk it all up to team sports. I mean, not all, but a good portion of it is being involved with team sports. It makes a huge difference.
Did you play sports when you were in school? Jennifer looks like she did. You look like a gymnast.
I played volleyball.
You did?
I played volleyball.
I could see that, sure.
So for a long time. And then they didn't have a volleyball team at UWF when I was there.
Oh.
It started after I graduated.
Yeah, isn't that the best?
yeah,
I know.
So, but I played intramurals. So I'm in the Intramural Hall of Fame. Yes, I am.
Hey, that's cool.
And I polish my little plaque every time I go into the
I would too.
Field house. So, which on that note, I actually am going back to school.
You are?
Mm-hmm. I start next week to get my executive MBA.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
At UWF?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness.
It's an online program, so it makes it convenient for those of us who
are easier with parking.
Are busy.
Chip Chisholm. Who I love. I wish he'd run for president, man. I tattoo his face on my face. I love that guy. But he will ticket you.
Yeah. Oh. I had some tickets that I didn't even know about from like 20 years ago. I was like, what is this?
And it was probably Chip that wrote them.
It was parking. Yeah. So, yeah, but. Yeah.
He's in Atlanta this weekend for this Nightmare Theater thing. So that's good.
Nice.
We're safe. We're safe. hey, that's great. Congratulations. Yeah.
So my goal is to get done before Dylan gets done with high school.
Oh, that's wonderful. So we'll celebrate
We'll see how it goes. We'll see.
Well, Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us.
Of course.
And again, Jennifer Harrison is with us from Bella Magazine and literally 100 other organizations easy in Pensacola. And we'll be back this hour. We're speaking with Lauren from
State Farm. We'll speak to her the last half of the 6 o'clock hour. Talk about driving safety and insurance.
Wonderful.
Teen things.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah. Crazy to think about. It's News Radio 92.3. Thanks, Jennifer.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Golf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Iran is making new demands.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. To get the Strait of Hormuz fully open again with no more attacks on ships like the U.S. has demanded, Iran's Supreme National Security Council is calling for American forces to leave the region and for compensation for damages caused by U.S. attacks.
With details still being worked out, the U.S. naval blockade remains in effect. U.S. Central Command says as of August 9th, CENTCOM has redirected 55 commercial vessels